Mix 94.7 KMCH. We roll on part two of Guest of the Day. We had a backstory. We had a very contentious rock, paper, scissors contest in the lobby. Shirley ended up kicking Dr. Tim and Dr. Zach, but they ran into the studio. How are you, Shirley? How are things?
I'm doing fine. It's a wonderful Monday morning.
Yeah, it's good to see you when you're not like busy doing 86 other things at the banquet and trying to sort things out. It's a much calmer day today.
It is much calmer. The wind's not blowing.
Yeah. Did you hear Kai, though, last hour? He said it's going to be even windier Wednesday than what it was yesterday.
And Thursday, 50 mile an hour. I know. I'm like, bah humbug.
When I was a kid, we didn't have winds 90 mile an hour every day.
Not three times a week.
No, I know.
I don't know. Beautiful day out,
yeah,
though.
I was going to say, yeah, there's nothing left for me to complain about. So, I mean, you know, the list is long, but you should have been here at 6. So, well, what do you got for us? I know you got some big doings coming up this week.
We do. It's one of those things, I don't think there's anybody in Delaware County or any place that hasn't had their family or friends touched by cancer. Mm-hmm. And we started a team, Hope and Faith, back in 2002, and we've continued to do that. And with the relay coming up June 24th, our team decided we were going to rent the movie theater and mm-hmm. do a movie this year.
Oh, cool.
For free will donation. And we were able to get, with the help of Christy over there, Facing the Giants. So that's going to be shown this Tuesday, tomorrow night, mm-hmm. April 12th, 6:30 p.m.
At Castle Theater, just down the road from us.
Just down the road from you. Should be a great evening. It's a good action-packed football, Christian, faith-based.
Mm-hmm. And it's about a coach if I remember right, and I read the description, coach that's living in the real, you know, the normal world that we all deal with, but trying to lead a group of Christian athletes, if I remember, is kind of the whole gist of it, without giving anything away. So
he is, and their family's going through some struggles, and again, I don't think there's a family that hasn't done that either.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And being a cancer survivor myself, and my husband lost his battle to it,
mm-hmm.
We do something in their honor, and
yep.
that's what we're doing the movie for, that's what we all do relay for, and we want to have that faith is what carries us through.
Yeah.
So we just like to have people come out Tuesday night and enjoy the night with us and enjoy a good movie. Should be a good time.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be raining. It's not like you're going to be want to doing anything outside Tuesday anyway. So.
Yeah, so come down and join us at Castle Theater, 6:30 p.m.
Now, I want to talk a little bit. This is going to be my first Relay for Life for Delaware County. And I don't know if you've heard the bad news yet, but Rob and I both are emceeing it this year.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
No, so
I'll look forward to that.
Don't let that keep you away.
Oh, it won't.
What can I expect? Because I know your team, and there are a ton of teams around us that are working right now, doing events and doing fundraisers for that greater cause. I mean, tell me a little bit about that, not only tomorrow night, but when it all comes together for Relay Night.
It's such an amazing night. When we first started, it was an overnight event.
Mm-hmm.
So you packed, you stayed for the night. There were themes every the hour. You know, it was really crazy. You dressed up, you threw your things in a heap, you sorted them out 2 days later and hope you found everything. But that got to be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing the first lap, survivors, and then they have a survivors gathering, special T-shirts, the luminaries. If you've never done those before, that is so awesome. And they have a few people with really good voices.
Mm-hmm.
You might be in on that?
No.
Where they read the names. It's like the tolling of the bell, but
it's reading
in memory of the people.
I thought you were going to make me sing. That's why I said no. But, I mean, I'd be honored to do that, but you don't want me to sing.
I heard that might happen.
No.
And there's usually some special entertainment, silent auction people are working on baskets and welding projects and yard things, just... It's a really fun way to give, and hopefully some of that research is going to help people that we all know and love, and that's why we relay.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it's a great night. One of the teams is going to have a food stand there that night.
Well, and it's amazing. And Shirley Helmrichs, by the way, with us on the radio. I didn't formally introduce her. We just jump right into it like old friends. But my best friend's mom lost her battle, it would have been 11 years ago now, and... The technology that's changed and the awareness and the funding, you know, how everybody gets behind this has changed so much in the last, you know, that short span from when she passed. And I know it's similar to your story as well.
Yeah. I'll be 20 years out in July, and
mm-hmm.
my husband passed away. It'll be 10 years ago in
mm-hmm.
June. But the treatments that they have now, there's a lot of experimental ones, and there are some of those that can kick cancer's butt.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you for keeping it clean. I was worried.
No,
I got nervous for a second.
Justin, this is your first time talking to
me. I know, that's why I was nervous.
Oh, shoot. No, but it's one of those things. We send up a lot of prayers and we raise money, and hopefully that's going to do good for people from here on that we all know and love, and people that we will never meet, but we want to do some good things on the way by for them.
Well, and it's, as not being a survivor myself, but I know when survivors get together, it's almost like war buddies, you know, like when Warren comes in and talks about, you know, guys at the Legion talking to each other. This is very similar to that, where you've got cancer survivors sharing their stories and similar experiences and everything, too.
It is. I'm not sure. I think they'll probably have it. They usually have, you'll say, I'm Shirley Helmrichs, and I'm a, you know, almost 20-year survivor of such and such cancer. And everybody claps and cheers because, you know, those are survivors. And it's, and there are people that we have no idea that we walk the streets with every day that have fought their own battles, and a lot have survived it, some haven't, near and dear, but it affects us all.
So, you know, whether it's the family directly or the friends or the caregivers or the co-workers, everybody's intertwined.
It is, and cancer doesn't respect age or gender. It doesn't respect anything. So we just, again, need to work hard to kick it.
Absolutely. Kick it right in the A, and that's all. That's all. We'll go. But tomorrow night, you can help out. Hope and Faith is the team name. Give me the when, the where, and all that good stuff, Shirley.
Castle Theater here in Manchester, April 12th, 6:30 p.m. We decided to go a little bit earlier because we think there's some younger people that will like this movie, too, and that would still get them home in time to be ready for school the next day. free will donation, and any money given will be given to the relay, which is, again, will be on June 24th.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to come back in. You'll visit with us as we get closer to that.
Oh, yeah.
So look forward to that. And we're going to take a picture of Shirley. She's got her Hope shirt on today. When you click on the website a little bit later on this morning, you will see her smiling face and that beautiful pink T-shirt as well. So thanks for coming.
Thanks for dealing with my abuse
the first few minutes of the day today, Shirley.
It was a great way to start
Monday. Can you come in every Monday?
Sure.
All right.
Put me down.
I get here about 10 after 5, so I'll let you in. Okay, fine. We'll go later.
A little bit later, okay. Thanks.
8:10. We'll shoot for that. So, Shirley, good to see you.
Thank you.
Best of luck tomorrow night, too.
Thank
all right?
Thank you very much.
Guest of the day right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.